SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Sydney si Christine Maslog-Levis at ang ating pag-uusapan, Girl Between Light and Dark. Magandang araw.
Yes. Magandang araw. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations. Ikalawang yugto.
Yes. Book 2. Thank you very much.
Nauna yung Girl Between Two Worlds.
Yes, nauna siya. So 2016.
Matapos ang dalawang taon, nahirapan ka ba buuin yung ikalawang bahagi?
Yes, medyo nahirapan. Eh, para sa akin, hindi yung, ang challenge is not on the writing kasi madali yun sa akin. Hindi ako masyado nahihirapan doon. Yung time, maghanap ng time
na magsulat.
Para magsulat, oo, yun yung kailangan na I need an extra hour each day siguro.
Yung disiplina ba? Nauupo ka bawat araw?
Hindi, kasi ang daming ginagawa eh. So, no, 30 minutes lang every day yung time ko for writing, basically.
So,
kasi the rest is covered with mothering, with work, with chores, at iba't ibang ginagawa.
Dahil kumbaga, itong panagsusulat ay parang ikaw nga ginagawa mo on the side sa mga...
Oo, oo.
Mga bagay-bagay na kailangan mong gawin upang mabuhay.
Upang makakain.
Oo. Ngayon, ito yung pagpapatuloy ng kwento ni Karina.
Oo.
Paano mo na-construct yung ikalawa? Nung sinusulat mo pa lang ba yung una, sinabi mo na sa sarili mo, asa susunod, sa pagdadalaga niya, ito na yung gagawin ko.
Sa pagdadalaga niya. Actually, hindi. Siguro mga 2 years ago, I sat down, tapos sinulat ko yung plot outline ng book 2. Sabi ko, this is it. Ito yung mangyayari, that's it, the end. Tapos, yung sinusulat ko na, wala na. Hindi ko na na-follow yung plot points ko, na iba na yung storya. So, basically, yung first half ng book is planado. Pero yung second half, wala na. It's on the go. Bahala na si Batman dun.
Kumbaga, nabuo yung ikalawang bahagi habang sinusulat mo?
Yes, nabuo siya. Nag-change yung characters, may nadagdag, may namatay. Ay, spoiler alert.
Pagkatapos, yung mga character mo, ito yung mga hango sa mga engkantada. Nung lumalaki tayo, di ba, mga diwata, mga ganun. Mayroon bang mga bagong nabuo na ika nga nila ay parang fusion naman ng Avengers Encantada, Encantasha?
Fusion. Medyo. May ginawa akong ano, character na wala sa Philippine mythology natin. Pero I think may version, pero iniba ko yung version. So, may isang bagong character doon na parang familiar, pero meron din siyang Western influence, kumbaga.
So, ano yung mga unang naging reaction sa'yo nung binasa nila yung The Girl Between Two Worlds?
It was really surprising, ha? Hindi ko talaga in-expect. I know each author would love to have a following, and that's what I wanted for my book. Pero, I wasn't expecting it to become that popular talaga na kailangan pang ni-reprint yung first book, so I had to go on second print kasi naubusan ng copy. So that was very surprising for me. And the fans ng books are very passionate. They don't actually message a lot on public social media, pero mini-message na ko in private. Tapos yung isa parang naloloka daw siya kasi bakit ang tagal pa ng book 2. So they're very passionate about the book, which I'm very, very thankful for.
Oh, kasi karamihan, di ba, sinusulat mo pa lang yung book 1, may book 2 na binabuo.
Oo.
So sanay sila sa mga ganun dahil syempre mabibitin ka nga, no, 2 years.
Kasi nga eh, may anak, may asawa, may trabaho.
Ano yung masasabi mo na pinaka, ika nga nila, mahirap sa pagsusulat ng ikalwa? Nandun mo yung pressure na dapat mas galingan ko, dapat masurpass yung sales?
Oo, there was a point na parang feeling ko, oh my God, hindi ko na ito susulatin. Kasi ang pressure, napakalaki. Especially when I started getting ano mga emails, mga text messages mga from the fans. Pero, so ang ginawa ko na lang is, hindi ko na lang iniisip yung mga ganun. Parang I just immersed myself in the world ng book and say, let's see where this goes. Whatever happens, happens. Yung totoong journey ng characters, yun lang yung ginawa ko. Bahala na kung ano yung pressure from the outside world. Hindi ko na iniisip. Otherwise, wala akong magagawa. Parang masyasak ka ba? Masa-stress. So, hindi ka na makakasulat if ganun yung gagawin mo. So, yun na lang ginawa ko.
Tuwing nagsusulat ka, kailan ba mayroong mga mood setting? O kaya mo magsulat na? Upo na lang ako, magsulat na ako.
Oo, hindi ako precious. Hindi ako like precious like other authors na kailangan. In this room, dapat may tea, dapat may music, dapat maganda yung weather. Hindi. One thing I'm grateful for, kasi nasanay ako when I had training as a journalist sa Pilipinas pa. Kasi dun, you have to come up with a story no matter where you are. Nasa helicopter ka man, nasa bus ka man, nasa opisina ka man, you need to come up with something. So, napasalamat din ako sa training dun kasi when I need to write, I write. So, bahala saan ako. Cafe, sa bahay, sa bus, sa train. Nakakapagsulat ako.
Ano yung may bibigay mong payo sa mga ibang mga kababayan natin na tulad mo, nice rin lang maglimbag ng una nilang kwento?
Basically, just do it. Maraming, ito yung one of the most common na nanonotice ko sa mga gustong magsulat. They talk a lot about writing. So, they go to conferences, they go to writer's group, pero they talk about writing. Talking about writing is not writing. It's talking about writing. So yung payo ko lang talaga is you just make yourself sit down. Cancel anything unnecessary at the time. If you can't finish an episode on TV, then use that time to write. It's just a matter of discipline lang talaga. You sit down and write. And like, stop talking about writing. Stop doing other things.
Gaano kahalaga na makahanap ng support team at publisher na mahalagang naniniwala sa iyo o may believe sa iyo?
That's a really good point kasi kailangan yung publisher or yung support na nakakuha mo, they have to believe in your work, otherwise hindi talaga magwo-work. For my case, Anvil Publishing has been very supportive sa mga ginagawa ko. Yung mga changes sa books na gusto nilang gawin, they discuss it with me. We have a discussion about things. So alam nila, and they trust me to do my work, and I trust them to do their work. So maganda yung team up, kumbaga. It's a very important part of the whole process.
So Girl Between Light and Dark, lalabas na ngayong Mayo?
Yes, May 18.
Sinusulat mo na ba yung pangatlo? O may bagong kwento na nabubuo?
Actually, yung pangatlo is now, tapos na siya. It's being edited na. So,
mas mabilis ngayon.
Mas mabilis ngayon, thank God.
So, pag sinasabi mong edited, ibig sabihin, hinahanda na para ma-release for publishing?
Hindi, ini-edit pa. So, it will take siguro mga 6 editing process before yan ma-finalize, at least.
So, mga 6. Next year?
So, next year, yeah. So, 2019 release date.
Wow, mas maaga.
Mas maaga.
And maraming salamat. Congratulations, Christine Maslog-Levis, Girl Between Light and Dark, ngayong Mayo.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.